Welcome to Yom Yerushalmi. We're holding an Orlo Daf Yud Gimel in the Hoizu Hodor edition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Aloha Dalet. We're starting Daf Yud Beis and Yud Beis towards the bottom of the Amud. The Gemara says, "Bshim Melokish Bshim Chizkio, Loiket Shloisha Ishkoilois Umatir." When you have a plant of kilaim, they got mixed up in other plants. You don't know which one is the kilaim and which is not. So what you do is you take three fruits from three different nitiyos, from three different plants. And then, you know, one of them may be the kilaim, but two are not, because only one got mixed up. So the one is batel in the two. Why is that so? Because we go, midiraiso chad betray batel. Midiraiso, one is canceled in two. Here I have three midiraiso, it's batel. Elam midirabanan, we require to have 200. But here, I'm not sure that the isser is over here. Maybe the isser stayed in the trees. Maybe the issue is one of the other trees that are here. I just took out three. I don't know if these have the issue for sure or not. So because it's even a suffix of the issue, so they will rely on the bitul of the rice. Says the Gemara, Mechlofo shitosoi de Abshir Melokish. The Chur of Shlokish changed his mind. Seems to be a contradiction in his shito. Tavon Oma B'Shem Abishayo, Hayu lefono mea v'chamishu chaviyos. We learned over there, in Masechet Trumas, that there's 150 barrels, and one of the barrels, there's a barrel of truma over here. Usually, we say that in truma, one is batel b'mea. But chaviyos, barrels, are very choshuv. And something which is choshuv is not batel, as we'll see later in the Masechta, we're going to see in this daf as well, that when you have something choshuv, it's not batel. A closed barrel is choshuv, it's not batel. So you have over 150 barrels, you have one barrel of truma that's in here, it's not batel. But niftichu mea, mutaris, if 100 barrels open, it's mutar. Why is it mutar? Because even if the truma is there, it's batel b'meah. Ve'chamishim asuris, but the 50 are asur, because maybe the issur is over there, and there's no bitul. Continues the Gemara if you give him one dalif. Ve'ashar le'sheyiftochu yu mutaris. The rest, I mean the 50, once they open, they join the 100 which is open, and they join the bitul. Says the Gemara, Amar v'zehir le'omru le'sheyiftochu. Halipotach b'tchi le'asur. That's only once it opens. Meaning, if the 50, they were closed, opened up, they join the 100, which is already open. But to go and open it, you don't do that. You don't go to Gula Chatchila to open the barrels and let it join the cancellation. And here he said, you could just go take three fruits out of the three trees, and you mevatel. Mashal Chatchila could do it. Why? Because you assume that the issu stays in the roif. So why the 50, I don't let you to open the Chatchila, assuming the issu is within the roif, within 100? Answers the Gemara, Tamon b'shem Rabbi Shayo, v'ocho b'shem Chizkio. It's right, Rish Lakish is speaking in both cases, but he's speaking the names of two different people. And there, Rish Lakish by us is the name of Chizkio. There, Rish Lakish is the name of Rabbi Shayo. So it's two different mandarim, and really it's a machlekes. So the Gemara, v'amina Tamon b'shem Shem Lakish, we saw over there, also regarding barrels, we said that it says, p'isech sholosh chaviyos umatir. You take three barrels, and it's fine, because mimon avshach, if the issur is over here, midiraisa, it's batel. And because we're not sure the issur is here, it could be the issur is within the 100 that's left closed, so therefore it's mutar. Says more about kechizkiyo d'ocha. That part goes like chizkiyo by us. Says more about tanino and hareze lo yilkoit l'shovar. Me, our mishnah says, don't uproot, don't take out the trees. The trees, when they're connected to the ground, they're not batel. If they're uprooted, they are batel. So don't be like it lechatchila. Only the shara, if he did it, it's okay. But you should not go do it lechatchila. And in addition, he has the Gemara of Atanin, and look at Yalu Bechod Matayim. And even by us, when it says that he did uproot it, it's only batel by 200, not by 3. So how does Rish Lakish work with our Mishnah? There's exactly the difference. If he took a three out of the total, so I assume the issur is left. And even if you have a suffix, then maybe the issur is within the three. It's bottom of the raisa. And now you could do it lechatchila. By us here, talking, he took the whole thing, all the fruits he took out. So here I have nothing left. So the koch of the issur is over here. So that's why I need to have 200, and that's why I have to do. That's to do only with the evidence on lechatchila. Saying what Tane Rimoini Bedan. Rimoini Bedan is a certain type of pomegranate that we'll see later in the Masechta. It's something which is not batel. It's very chashuv. Shesipkoi, meaning it's a suffix if they're oral or not. Male, then you can cancel it. Why? Because only Vadoi ain't your Malik. When do we say the Rimoy Badan is not Malik? Malik means Elosha Bitol, Imevatal, Beroiv. If I know for sure there's Esther over here, but it's only a Suffolk Esther, so even Rimoy Badan or Gibi Botol Beroiv. Av Pekarka Ken, the same thing we talk about the ground. We spoke about in our Mishnah. The ending connected to the ground is not Botol. Suffolk Karka Milo. The karka ain't no maila. Meaning, if it's a suffix, then it will be bottle in the karka. Only when it's a vada in the karka, it won't be maila. Meaning, it won't be bottle by wife. Hey, chavido. Meaning, what's exactly the case? The Gemara comes and specifies it. Some take out this gears because it's not so clear what the Gemara is adding. But netir shel oylo v'shekila kerem she's arvu minetirs. When you have a netio of kilayim or orlo, they got mixed up in other netirs. Sofek karka milo, the karka ain't no milo. If it's a sofek, if it's orlo or kilayim, so then it'll be bottle. If it's for sure, it won't be bottle. So the more Abiyuda asked, Avli and Nevelo, it's the same thing by Nevelo. What's Nevelo? We know that pieces of meat of Nevelo are also not bottle, they're also very chashuv. They could say to be chaticha ruyu liskabit. Says the Gemara with Beis, Chozo Abiyuda Umar, Abiyuda got back and said, no, Nevelo en lo aliyo. Karka yesh lo aliyo. Tavka by karka, I say that by Sofik, you are mevatel it. Why? Because by karka, there is a way to mevatel it, even if you know for sure there's an answer. If it's disconnected from the karka. And you soifer litloish, you're not going to leave it connected to the karka forever. So your karka going to be toilet shit. And when you toilet shit, then there's a bitul. So when it's a sofik, you say there's a bitul as well. But by a piece of meat, I'm not sure they're going to cut the meat. He may eat the meat as is. So because I'm not sure you're getting to the state where you're going to be mevatel the chashivis, so then by sofik, I don't say bitul. Kedushas the Gemara says, "Rabbi Shemir Av Iskaven VeYilkoid VeYalo Bechod Matayim." Rabbi says, "You're allowed to do it even lechatchilo, to uproot it from the ground to do bitul." So, on my timer, the Rabbi says, "What's the reasoning of Rabbi says? Shederek shekendech b'yodom lios made the buck for him. It doesn't look like he's doing it for bitul purposes. Many times, when a person has plants in the ground, he takes out some of them in order to make some room. Madel makes to make a little more room for the trees to grow better." So it looks, he thinks that now some plant, and he wants to do bitul based on that. It does not necessarily look like he's doing bitul. Maybe he's just doing meidel, and therefore it's mutter to do it, because it's not nikur that he's doing the bitul. So the Gemara Tama Tanin, we learned over there again, also this is in Maseches Trumas. Many of the sugyas that we learned over here, we saw in Maseches Trumas, another one, Seh Trumas Shenoflo Lemeo. If Seh Trumas, they fell into 100. So the din is that Trumas is bottle by mail. Techonon, and then he went and grind them. Upichatu. Now, the amount that he has is less. He had 101 called pounds, and now he has only 80 pounds. He said, that's still fine. Kishen shepichatu achulin, kan kach pichatu achumo umutur. I'm assuming the same way that the flour shrunk for the chulin part, also for the chura part, it shrunk. So it shrunk proportionately. So you still have here, chuma bottle b'meo. Now, the Gemara here doesn't bring the end. The end of that same Mishnah goes on to say the following. If it fell to less than 100, and then it didn't shrink, but it went the opposite, it inflated, so I say the same thing. The same way inflate for the chulin, inflate for the truma, you don't have here a bitul. But if I know for a fact that the chulin is better wheat than the truma, and the normal thing is that better wheat inflates more than bad wheat, so if I have here one piece of wheat of truma, that fell into 90 pieces of chulin. But the chulin is a good quality wheat. And the truma is a bad quality wheat. And then everything inflated. I'm assuming that the wheat of chulin inflated more than the wheat of truma. And I say the truma is batal b'meil. And then the Gemara concludes over there. We're using here the gear of Abchaim. What does the Gemara say? Tanya toichenu b'tchilo umatir. Even the chetchil, you could go and grind the wheat of truma and chulin. So truma fell into chulin, less than 100. Then you grind it, it'll cause it to inflate. Once you inflate, so the truma will be batel. So you could do the chetchil, you could go and grind it to bring it to that situation. So says the Gemara, again, using Reb Chaim's gear, so the Abayisi, that's a chushit is Abayisi. The Abayisi, or Yimayaf is coming. Abayisi in our Mishnah says that you could bechavano go ahead and pull out the orla from the ground. And that will cause it to be bottle. So the same with the, by us, he says you can do lechatchilo. Also there he says you can grind lechatchilo. Says the word no. Omar Abzeiro, Divrei HaKol here. Even Rabbanu will agree. Why? Because that Koyanim, anyone will grind it. When you give the Koyan a mixture of Truma and Cholim, what he's going to do with it? He's going to grind it. So if Koyanim anyway grind it, the Yisrael can do it himself, and that'll be fine. It'll be a bitul. So, well, my nafag min b'nei. What's enough kamin if you say that it is divrei koral or it is Rabbi Yosi? Says the Gemara, kila kerem. Al daite Rabbi Yosi toichanu mater. Al daten rabbanon ein toichanu mater. If I have kilaim of wheat next to a vineyard, so are you allowed to go and grind it? If you hold like Rabbi Yosi says, you're allowed to do it. The same way I'm allowed to do in our Mishnah, Meidil b'kfarim, I'm allowed to take out a piece of a plant, because that's what people do. So here I take it out and I grind it. But according to Rabbanon, I can't do it. Because only by Truma I allowed it to do it, because that's how the Kohanim will do it anyway, so you could do it before them. But by Kelayim, I can't do it. And as the Pei Moshe explains, if I'm saying that the reason you can grind by Trumo is because it's Rabbi Yosi's Shita, that Rabbi Yosi holds you could do Bitul, and I'm saying grinding is also a Bitul you're allowed to do, so you could do grinding by Trumo, you could do grinding by Kelayim as well. But if I'm saying no, the Avnish is according to everybody. Grinding is different by Trumo because that's what the Kohanim will do anyway. So there's no machlekes over there that you're allowed to do it. So it could be the grinding is also if I don't have the Svar by Trumo. That's a little more apparent that you're doing Bitul. So it could be the Bekila Kerem, even Rabbi Yitzhi will agree that I'm now allowed to grind it. With this we conclude, Yushami Arlo, Daf Yud Gimel.